Good morning. 8:18. That's the date, not the time. August 18th, 6:35 a.m. A moist morning. It rained at least part of the early morning hours. My porch and lawn is soaked, which means no mowing today. Darn. Shucky darn. It needs it. That's the bad part. It's mostly cloudy, although it's not a heavy cloud. It's not like an overcast. It's mostly high puffy clouds. Again, we have the haze in the distance, and the beautiful sunrise this morning. The picture came out very nice, I thought. So, yay. Yesterday was another good day. We had people in school, people at work. Celebrated the end of the week with going out to dinner. The kids like TGI Fridays, so it's a Fridays. And they have a very nice grilled salmon. So I got my three servings of salmon this week. And probably have chicken tonight. They also have sweet potato fries, which were quite delicious. On other weight-related news, this morning's weigh-in, 190. 2.5 pounds down from last week's weigh-in. So, yeah. It's working. This coming week is going to be the first of three, probably four dental appointments that are not going to be fun. But do that as it may. Did a little audio work yesterday. Should do a little more today. Yep. Today is Saturday. Nobody has to get up this morning. I'm hoping I'm going to get back to another quiet house. I have to make bread today. I should have made it yesterday afternoon. It was a gorgeous day. I did a lot of chores catch up yesterday, like 7 loads of laundry and washed the kitchen floor. The kind of stuff that tends to cause friction in my household over the weekend. But if I take care of it, that tends to reduce the level of friction in the weekend. So that was yesterday afternoon, time well spent. I started in Domondo late, so I won't get the full 2 mile listing, but that was just 16 minutes. So, yeah, that first mile, or the middle mile, since it was part way, I got halfway around the block before I remembered to turn it on. So, 16 minute mile, yeah, loving that. Cardio-cardying. So, let's see, what else? Changing the names to protect the innocent. Now, I'll use the stories in a book somewhere, so you'll never know what they are. Because otherwise, it gets kind of fraught with peril. And we don't want to be fraught with peril. Oh, shoot! I knew there was something. Dan Sawyer's been sending me his audiobook text. He's writing a handbook for podcasters. for creating audiobooks, and I've completely, I said I would read the chapters, and I've completely blown him off. I have to get back to that. Find out what he's doing, because I suspect that he's got a lot of good insight. I need to finish my audiobook. I'll take care of that. I'm not thinking about too much other than getting around the block and getting home, getting my coffee, getting my breakfast. The thing about being on a low-calorie diet is that you really need to eat when it's time to eat. And my tummy says it is time to eat. So I don't have homemade bread today. The choice is store-bought bread. Mm-hmm. Not a great choice, but it's a valid one. I do have a few odd crusts left of the last loaf. They won't exactly toast because they're odd shapes and won't fit in the toaster. Yeah. I suppose I could peanut butter on them and then nuke them in the microwave for like 30 seconds just to make them a little warm. I could just smear them with peanut butter and call that good, I suppose. Although I do like my toast. I like that little crunchiness. Yeah, doesn't matter. I might have some cereal today. I kind of hate to because there's so much salt and sugar in it. Ah, well, we'll see what we got when we get home. That's what I feel like. I could have a piece of fruit this morning. It could be good. Another deaf Harley rider. Kids are funny. We were out to dinner last night. They were on a tear. We were talking about music. And my wife is going, people, I feel so left out because I don't know any of these people that you're talking about. And she knew Lady Gaga, but the antwoord was, she only knew like a couple of their works and didn't really understand, which is pretty common. I think a lot of people don't really understand the antwoord. But my younger daughter gets a little bit creeped out when I say to her, I think you're freaky and I like you a lot. Because there's just something wrong with her hearing those words come out of my mouth, as far as she's concerned. Now, she, oddly enough, she's okay with, I want your ugly, I want your disease, I want your everything as long as it's free. I want your love. She's all right with my saying that, but I think you're freaky. This is a little bit too far off the beaten path for her. Coming from Dad. So, yeah, that was fun. The old saw about having kids keeps you young. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't feel particularly young. But, and I find things usually before they do, although they're very much into Minecraft. And while I saw Minecraft some time ago, it's never been one of the games that I've really been interested in playing. Lord of the Rings Online, sure. EVE Online, oh my god, that game is horrible. EVE Online. Yeah. Last night was one of those nights I went to bed. I went to bed rather late. It was like 10-ish rather than 9-ish when I went to bed last night. And I woke up sure that it was morning. Positive that it was time to go. I rolled over and sat up and looked at the clock and realized I'd been in bed 45 minutes. Yeah, that didn't work out so well. I'm trying to remember now if I took my pills. I think I must have, because otherwise I have a kind of a sick headache in the morning if I haven't taken them. And well, I'm a little stiff today, but I don't have the sick headachey feeling that normally comes with it. Now, it could be that it's just waiting for me to turn my back, but I probably should check to make sure. Morning. It's lovely and cool, a little bit moist, but it's not too bad. It's a little bit of cloud cover that gives the sky some shape. The clear blue crystal unlimited skies are gorgeous. I gotta say, I do enjoy them. But having a little cloud, having a little texture to the sky. Odd thing to say, I suppose. It's gorgeous. There's a cloud bank off to the east, and the sun is behind the cloud bank, but there's higher clouds above the bank. So I've got this sort of mottled gray layer, and behind it are the most gloriously lit white clouds, the filmy ones. It looks like there's maybe a thundercloud over that way, poking up behind. It's beautiful. hear geese. Can't tell where they're coming from, but I hear geese. I think it's geese. Of course, I got an earbud in one ear, so that's not helping. This would be a good test of the wind break, because I've got rather strong wind blowing right in my face. Oh, there they are. This is the season. So we'll see if the little wind foam blocks the wind. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's clean. The overnight wind has washed most of the crap out of the air. Overnight wind, overnight rain. It's the kind of morning that you take for granted, I think, a little bit where it rains a lot. Here, where it rains so rarely. Yeah, I think that must be a thunderstorm building up over there. I think this is actually outflow that I'm feeling. It's more than just morning breeze. It's quite a stiff wind. Beautiful. I haven't kept up my 16-minute pace. I've just been sort of sauntering along, enjoying it. I don't know if you can hear the wind in the cottonwood tree here. Ah, some yellow leaves falling already. And here I am, back at the back gate. It's been a wonderful walk this morning. Thanks for coming along with me. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.